This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. Most of the immediate expenses for local governments after a hurricane, like removing debris, are picked up by FEMA. But it can take a long time to get the money. Four Keys cities and Monroe County have sent FEMA bills for more than $91 million from Hurricane Irma. So far, they've received less than a fifth of the money. Monroe County Administrator Roman Gastesi says that's put some pressure on local governments.
We took out a line of credit for $40 million, never thinking that we'd need it for a whole 3 years, but now we have to think about we might have to take that letter of credit and convert it into a long-term loan. So you can imagine the expense would be more because you have to pay interest.
The bills go through multiple reviews at the state and federal levels.
It's very frustrating for local governments because we are floating these loans now, and some of the local governments are really hurting. Luckily, we're in a better position, but we're very concerned about another storm. And then it's going to really get tough.
Gastesi says the new state administration under Governor Ron DeSantis has promised to streamline the process and get more money moving faster. But state emergency managers are also focused now on helping the Panhandle recover from Hurricane Michael. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.